One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At the Rocket 951 on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook is the station account. You can hit us up on our personal accounts if you have not done so already. At Jimbo Wood, at Jimbo Wood, and at the Casio Kid, at the Casio Kid. Jimbo, a city in Thailand has announced that...
Bangkok, Oriental City. City don't know what the city is getting. But the creme de la creme. I'm trying to think of the words to that song.
Come on.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun to listen to. Oh, gosh, I don't remember the words, any other word. I remember it was by Murray Head. He was the singer. And I don't remember any of the other words.
By Murray Head?
Yeah.
In Thailand, a one night in Bangkok.
Yeah, one night in Bangkok. Da, 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 da.
How far did you get? Start over, go.
Bangkok, Oriental City, what the city don't know, what the city is getting, the creme to the creme. And there was
a
swear.
Chess world in a show.
That's where I lose
with
it.
Everything but Yul Brynner.
Ah, you've lost me, Neil.
Time flies. Doesn't seem a minute. It's just the Tyrolean spa.
Now
had
have you,
the chess boys in it.
Now I got to hear the song.
Yeah. Well, in Thailand, but she's gonna hit it again. Lopburi.
Are you stroking out? Did you say a word?
Lopburi.
I don't know what that is. What
it's
is that?
City in Thailand.
Oh.
Lopburi.
Oh, so it's not Bangkok.
Mm-mm. Apparently, they have more than one city.
Okay.
Thailand has, Jimbo, they've had to start sterilizing hundreds of monkeys.
Yeah. Are they breeding too fast, or?
Well, they are in a city famous for its macaque population.
Macaque.
Are these the ones that are, are these the ones that had gotten away from them and they started breaking in people's houses and stealing food on the street and that sort of thing?
Well, they've always been kind of wild over there,
yeah.
The macaques. And now with the coronavirus pandemic going on, everybody's in lockdown.
Mm. Oh, they've taken over.
They've become hungry because people feed them, tourists feed them.
Oh, these are the big fat ones. Yeah, I've seen these on National Geographic shows.
They've become hungry, aggressive, and have been wrestling food from terrorized residents.
Macaque.
Mm. Go ahead. I think these are the ones that actually go in the windows of the residents. They actually break in their houses and steal food from their kitchens.
Lopburi Province and its 2,000 plus monkeys have been a long time draw for tourists from around the world who typically feed them and pose with them for selfies. But since Thailand closed its borders on April 4th to control coronavirus infections, the monkeys are not adapting well to the new norm, Jimbo.
I have a suggestion. It's going to be controversial.
Yeah.
Why don't we put about half of those down?
Jimbo.
Yeah.
Well, you are correct. It was controversial.
Yeah.
Well, they're sterilizing them.
That's a great idea, too.
They went the humane way.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Because you want to put them down.
Yeah, well, what are they doing? They're just terrorizing people. They're doing no good. They're not even living in their natural habitat.
But our problem is we've trained some of these monkeys were born in the city. All they know is that tourists feed them.
Mm.
It's not their fault that we feed them.
Mm.
Unlike monkeys in the wild, city monkeys don't need to hunt for food. They give them more time and energy to reproduce and cause trouble.
Yeah, that's a fact, isn't it?
Macaque.
They placed big cages around the city with tantalizing fruits in them, hoping to lure around 300 monkeys in for sterilization.
Do the thing like we do on movies where you get a giant like elephant gun and you shoot the net out and it falls over like 30 of them at a time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a movie thing. I've seen it in cartoons and stuff, right. But it seems like it should work.
Or they could just go like they're doing with a cage and fruit.
Well, but you've said it in the story. They're too smart. They don't need to do that. People are feeding them. They don't need to go in that cage. They need a piece of fruit where they can get a candy bar.
There's no tourists. They're looking for food.
Mm.
Now they need food. That's why they're becoming aggressive, is because there's no tourists there feeding them. So they, Jimbo, they get from the cages. They get transferred to the operating table where they are sedated, shaved. It's a shaved macaque.
Mm.
Macaque.
And then a tattooed macaque.
Well, tattooed means they've been sterilized?
Yeah, that way they know which monkey it is, and they lay on their backs. They get a tubal ligation operation or a vasectomy.
Somebody should have come up with this a long time ago.
The sleeping monkeys get one night to recover before being taken back to their respective groups.
And then they wonder what in the world happened in that little bizarre time warp they went to. The last thing they remember is, I was just going to get an apple.
Hey, look at that mango.
I think I was abducted by UFOs.
Macaque.
I don't know what happened, but somehow I got taken from the cave.
Somebody waxed my chest. It gave me a tattoo.
Is that how they talk? Is that how the macaques talk when we're not around?
I think so. Hey, look at the mango over that cage. It's like your mango. I'm going to get it.
So the macaques are Harry Carey.
Officials, by the way, said that the sterilization will pose no threat to the monkey population. They will just want to slow down the rate of its urban growth.
Yeah.
We're not doing this in the wild, only in the city areas. And their goal is to sterilize at least 500 macaques over the next 2 months.
Well,
the macaques.
Well, yeah, it sounds like this is probably something we needed to do a long time ago.
By the way, you couldn't pay me enough money to go to the city.
No.
No way.
Have you seen it on National Geographic? They're everywhere.
Right now, all expenses paid. We're going to fly you over first class.
Macaque.
We're going to put you up in the best hotel they got.
Macaque.
And you're going to be surrounded by 2,000.
Macaque.
Nope.
Out.
Turn it down. You can go ahead and send that one on down the line.
That city has nothing to offer me whatsoever.
Can I trade it in for a voucher for another vacation? I don't want any part of it.
I need to hear the macaque.
Would you go?
I need to hear him talking again.
Hey, somebody saved my chest. Look, it's bare. I got a sweet new tat, though.
Hi, this is Spencer from Ice Nine Kills, and you're waking up with Jimbo and Cassio on your rock station, Rocket 95.1.
Oh, yeah. The Paint Rock Playboy coming on in, rolling in. Luther Green, the love machine.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
What's up, Luther?
Yeah! Roll Bama!
Okay. You too.
Where's Nick Saban at?
He's probably down on the campus trying to get ready, seeing if they're going to have college football.
Let's get damn ball season going. Why don't you call Nick Saban and tell him give me a damn booth at the game to sell my damn shine?
I don't have his number. So.
Tell him I got a brand new Daytona mask. I'm going to wear it the whole time.
Okay. I don't think that he's in charge of that, but I like your attitude and your go get him there.
I thought you knew that, old boy.
I do not. I've met him once in my entire life.
I can't stay too long this morning.
Why not?
Me and Booney got to get back to the preserve.
Okay. What you got? What kind of breaking the law y'all got going on today?
It is the great migration of the tits.
Excuse me? You can't. That can't happen.
That's a bird.
What is?
A titmouse. Some people call them chickadees.
We can't go through this.
Me and Booney call them tit. A lot of people do. It's a damn bird, son. Where's your head at?
Do they? A lot of people do.
All us bird watchers do.
What'd you say? A chickadee or a what?
A titmouse.
Did you have three names? Is there something else?
No, I see it.
Chickadee.
Chickadee,
or...
titmouse, short for tit. There's a fire cap tit.
I've seen those.
They come through. They're going to come through today. Today's their day.
I've seen them.
I have too. Through binoculars.
Yeah, you don't want to get close to a fire cap tit. He did not.
There's your yellow brown tit. That one's going to come through later today. That might be tonight. Sometimes they like to come at night.
I think we call them a blonde. Are these real?
Yeah. You got your yellow Betty tit.
What's happening if I Google yellow Betty tit? What's happening? Am I going to see a bird?
Yeah.
I better see a bird.
You're going to see a bird.
All right.
Just like you would if you Google gray crested tit.
By the way, I see it.
I done told you, dirty mind.
What was that last one?
Gray crested tit.
Was that an older one?
Yeah. But he was killed by a man. They done already come through early this morning. They get up early.
Right. Yeah. They go to bed about sundown, right?
You ought to see all them tits flying through there. I'd love to spit some beach nothing that dude's eye. They pretty. There's your green ones and your blue ones.
Sure.
There's your black crested titmouse.
Got no problems.
White fronted titmouse.
Yeah.
They all come through there today. You want to go up there and watch some tits come through?
I kind of do. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of do. I'm going to be honest with you.
They be flying all around you. Don't watch out. One of them's going to hit you in the eye.
The titmouse is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Some people call them chickadees.
Do you like watching them? You just sit there and look at them, or what?
Well, we get as close to them as we can. Some of them don't let you near them.
I'm having to Google this to make sure we can stay on the air.
Yeah. Wait till you see your juniper titmouse and your tufted tit.
Tufted tit?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those since the 70s.
They'll be through tomorrow. I see them.
Hey, what's up? This is Dan from Disturbed, and you're waking up with Jimbo and Cassio on Huntsville's Disturbed Station, Rocket 95.1.
It is now time for... It is now time for Jimbo and Cassio's Misconnection Monday. From Craigslist Huntsville. Did you see me, baby?
I think you can do it. I don't think so. Now I'm nervous.
Misconnections. We pour through the Craigslist postings hoping to find a true misconnection. They're mostly want ads now and a lot of spam. The real original misconnections went away when they took it out of the personal section and put it in the community section. It became a want ad. But we could still find some. This one's entitled Carla and Her Girls here in Huntsville.
All right. Sounds like a nice family.
Hey, Carla. I sure do miss getting together with you and your two beautiful girls in that game we used to play, ANR.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm dying to know what ANR stands
Later.
For.
Are girls actually children or her?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they're her girls up top. Hmm. Can't wait to play with the twins again.
There
Sounds like
go.
Fun.
Oh, there you go.
New female players, welcome. Hit me up soon. Well,
I gotta look up A&R.
First, is this a dude? It doesn't say anymore. Second, he's inviting Carla over, but he also is looking for some new female players?
Oh.
Did you find A&R? Mm-hmm. Can we say it?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's an adult nursing relationship.
Ooh.
That's why he likes the twins.
Okay. That explains a lot. I'm glad you looked that up. Well, good luck, you and... Carla and a new friend, potentially.
Hey, to each his own.
Right.
He likes it straight from the tap.
Oh, whatever. Hey, listen, whatever. This one's entitled Lady at Mapco.
He likes his milk on draft.
Zert Road, Mapco, Zert Road. I know this is a long shot, but I'm a regular customer and I always check out with you.
All right.
I've found you attractive, and I think you feel the same about me. We always flirt a little in line. I think I know your name, but I'm not sure. You're dark-complected. I'm the guy that always comes and buys Newport Red 100s.
Okay.
If you see this by chance, please send me an email. I'd love to exchange numbers with you. Thank you. Newport Red 100s.
Oh, that's what a misconnection is supposed to be like.
That's a perfect misconnection. Perfect.
I don't have the courage to talk to you in person for whatever reason. You're at work. But I think we're kind of flirting. Let me put out a feeler.
Exactly.
And let me give you a little description about myself.
On the off chance that she goes to misconnections.
I feel like Newport, I don't know anything about cigarettes.
Yeah.
But I feel like Newport Red 100s are very specific.
What's 100s? Is that the long ones?
You got me. But don't you feel like that's not a widely bought brand?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think Marlboro or Winston. Or is there still Winston's? I don't even know. I hadn't bought cigarettes.
My dad used to be a cool guy.
I wish Merit. There used to be Merit.
Merit?
Merit cigarettes.
I remember Virginia Slims.
Yep. We had a special name for those.
Did you?
Yeah. I'll leave that out, though.
Wait, turn the mic off. I need to
hear. No.
Yeah, turn it off.
I can't risk it.
Why?
After the segment. Finally, this one's called... This one, you cannot read this title and not read the post.
All right.
To the girl who took a gamble on a fart and lost.
Oh.
We met on Craigslist. Uh-huh. I'm hoping this post finds you. I know that it could possibly be the most humiliating first date you've ever been on, but I'm willing to look past that.
Oh, no.
This guy's got an open mind. I thought we had chemistry. Sitting at Applebee's, sharing that basket of Cajun Tots while drinking Amstel Light.
That sounds like a jam, doesn't it?
Cajun Tots. That's good stuff.
Cajun Tots.
Tots with Cajun
seasoning. With a beer?
Like Tony Sassery.
With a beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really felt like there was a connection there. I found you to be intelligent and witty, and I look forward to further conversation with you.
Sounds great so far.
At some point in life, everyone has gambled on a fart and lost.
Yeah.
It just happened to be on a first date in the passenger seat of my car.
Oh, no.
Please don't feel bad. The package I sent you with Pepto the next day and the note that said, first dates are always a crapshoot, call me, was meant to be funny, not offensive.
This guy. Yeah.
I've gambled on a fart and lost on multiple occasions.
Multiple.
The first time I did it was very memorable. It happened when I was 5, sitting on my uncle's lap. I'm lactose intolerant, but I love cheese. I probably win 95% of the time, but I don't think anyone wins 100% of the time. That's why they call it gambling. I'm the last person to judge you for crapping your pants. In fact, I'm impressed by your boldness. The timing, on the other hand, could have been a tad better. Like when you're not sitting on a heated leather seat.
Oh, no.
What I'm trying to say is that if you want to go out again, I'm more than happy to take you someplace we can go get a meal that's high in fiber and less taxing on the digestive tract. I wait for your call. P.S. If you shat yourself on purpose to end the evening early, touche.
This guy.
Oh my God.
Touche.
Touche.
So if that was her way to shut it down?
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't like the date. She wanted to make sure she didn't talk to him again.
That is a most dramatic way to shut that date down. I feel like she could have just left.
Yeah, get bad breath or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, just get an Uber while you're pretending to check your text or something.
You ain't got to grow a tail right there in my passenger seat and let it bake on the leather seat. I think the heated seat is a little much. Let that thing fry up on the way up.
Grow a tail.
Yeah, look like a Kinect sausage over there.
a tail. That's the first time I've ever heard grow a tail in my life.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that was
a thing. I didn't know.
Grow a tail.
Like you're birthing a smoked sausage over there. What's happening?
I can't anymore.
Touche.
I'm dying to know if these two got back together.
There's no way. No way.
Did she call him? Because listen,
it's creepy. He sent the package.
You and Big Booty Judy have been married for 3.5 years, and y'all still haven't farted in front of each other.
Correct.
This girl started the whole relationship with a poop in the pants.
Well, I mean,
where do you go from there?
Well, I was about to say, I think it kind of opens it up. You're relaxed.
No, we don't have any secrets anymore.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna have to get you back. You can't be the only one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Second date. Now I get to rip one. Because you're ahead of me.
I have zero desire to poop my pants. Zero desire. I don't want to do it as a joke. I don't want to do it as an accident. I don't want it to happen ever.
Leave it now. I'm exhausted now.
And there's your misconnections. Hey, it takes all kinds to make this world work.
Be careful if you're gambling out there.
Misconnections. Every Monday at 8:15.
Whether you're black or white, a tranny, straight, gay, or bi, somebody's looking for you. It's Misconnection.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Matt with From Ashes to New, and you're listening to Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Right now, look at this, walking in the door. Henry Heyman is here.
Hi. Hi, man.
Henry, the crowd's going wild.
Hi.
They love you. How you doing?
Where's the crowd? I don't see them.
Well, they're in our head. We can imagine them. Although, they're not in this room. How are you, bud?
I'm good, man.
Are you having a good COVID?
Yeah, having a good one, man.
Good.
I was thinking about getting back out on the road. You know, things might be opening up. They might be closing back down. Who knows?
Are you going to do comedy?
What's that?
Are you going to do comedy in this pandemic?
Yeah.
Awesome.
If I can.
I like the fact that you're trying to get things started and reopen.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I hope I go to Bonkers in Cincinnati.
Oh, you trying to get a gig at Bonkers?
Yeah. So I put together this list. These are my jokes, man.
Okay, well, you're going to run them through us first?
Yeah, I got to test them, see if they're good or not.
We love it when
you do that. Hard to test jokes without a crowd.
Yeah, well.
And since y'all apparently have a crowd in your head, this will be good. Hey. Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, campers. Nature's way of feeding mosquitoes. Hey. Are you getting these?
Campers. Oh, at first I pictured campers like the one you pull behind your truck.
People.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, people. Hey, borrow money from a pessimist. They don't expect it back. Hey.
Because they're negative all the time.
So you might as well just feed into it.
I got you.
Hey, 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name. Hey. You get it?
Yeah.
There's only 1% left.
It was 1%.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, every zoo is a petting zoo if you try hard enough. Hey, don't be scared. Touch them.
Just jump right on in there.
Hey, how do we know communism was doomed from the beginning?
Mm.
All the red flags. Hey.
That's all it was.
Are you kidding me?
That's all it was.
Hey, I'm so ugly, my proctologist stuck his finger in my mouth. Hey.
That's bad.
Hey, you get it?
Yeah, I get it, but man.
Hey.
That is bad.
Hey. I saw a sign. I saw a sign when I was driving in this morning. It said, watch for children. And I thought, that sounds like a fair trade. Hey.
Watch for children.
Yeah, swap me.
You got, yeah.
I'll trade it in for
I
watch.
See what you, I
hey.
See.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, an Irishman walks out of a bar. Listen.
Because he's been in there a long
yeah,
time.
That's the joke. Yeah, uh-huh. I love it. Hey, I wish I could play Little League now.
Wow.
Because I'd kick some ass. I'd be way better than before.
Yeah, yeah you would. And a lot bigger than the 12-year-old.
I'd be smashing it. Hey.
Hey. Right. Oh, hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the partially deaf people out there. Hey.
I'm so ugly. The proctologist put his finger in my mouth.
Hey, sometimes I wake up grumpy.
Yeah.
Other times I let her sleep. Hey.
You getting, is that her name?
You getting these?
Grumpy is her name?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, two cannibals are eating a clown, and one says to the other, does this taste funny to you? Mm. Hey. Hey.
Well, where were you in your head when you came up with these, Henry?
Hey, I went to the store to buy some candle holders, yeah. And they didn't have any, so I bought a cake. Hey.
Yeah. You bought?
It's a fancy candle holder.
Yeah, I got
delicious.
You.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last couple, Jimbo.
Okay.
Hey, the other day.
Hi.
The other day, I was talking to my wife.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I'm so old, I forgot how old I am. She says, hey, I'll tell you how old you are, hey. Take off your clothes and bend over. Wait, I'm not finished.
I thought that was it.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
She said, I'll tell you how old you are, hey. She said, take off your clothes and bend over. So I did it. She said, guess what? You're 52. I said, how can you tell? She said, you told me yesterday. Listen.
What?
Are you kidding me? Can you get him? I'm lightheaded. Hey.
Hey.
Last one. Hey, you got to hand it to blind prostitutes. Hey. You got to. Hey. Hey. Hey, man.
Hey.
I'm out. I got to go.
Hey, Henry. Hey. Thanks for coming by, buddy. Henry Heyman, everybody.
That was good today.
Yeah. There were a couple doozies in there, Henry.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey,
buddy.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Bye, man.
Bye.
What's up? It's Johnny from Highly Suspect, and you're waking up with Jimbo and Casio on Rocket 95.1.
Stupid news. Casio, have you ever had almond milk?
Almond milk? I've had it. Judy, all she drinks is either almond milk or coconut milk.
I've never tasted it. Is it any count? Is it just, does it taste like milk at all?
A little bit like milk. A lot of almond.
Almond?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew milk was in almonds.
Well, you make nut milk.
You might.
How long?
I don't.
How many almonds do you think they got to squeeze to get a whole gallon?
A lot. A lot of them. I did not know we were producing almonds at that rate. But we are. Did you know almonds are in the peach family?
No.
Almonds are in the peach family. A little fun fact.
Sure did.
34-year-old Billy Smith from Massachusetts went grocery shopping last week. And he was caught by another customer who saw him taking containers of almond milk off the shelves, opening them up, and peeing in them right there at the store.
That's nuts.
Peeing in them in the grocery store in the almond milk container. Now, let me ask you this. You've had almond milk. Is that container such that you can close it up and it doesn't look like it's been opened?
No. Well, some of them got the twist top and then you pull the little thing out of the, it's got a circle that you pour it out of.
Oh, like orange juice thing?
Because they all come in the, most of the almond milks come in like the, large square cardboard carton.
Oh, a milk carton looking? Yeah.
So then they got the twist off on the side. You don't open the, like old school where you fold it back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually the twist off on the side and then you pull a little plastic piece out of the hole so you can pour it out.
So he'd
have to pull some pieces off and then screw the cap back on.
Which also means he had physical contact with that opening.
Yes.
That's disgusting on so many levels. Not the least of which he was peeing in the almond milk. He put them right back on the shelves and he would take off. Well, a security guard finally got his license plate number. Cops arrested him the next day on charges of attempted poisoning, disorderly conduct, and vandalizing property.
Hmm. He needs more than that if that's what you're giving us.
I mean,
if I drank it and it had your pee in it.
Oh my gosh. The thing is, were people recognizing that their container had been previously opened? You know, did they just open it and go, or?
I would have to see which ones he's choosing, but the ones that Judy has brought home, I think you would see that it's been opened.
God, these people just.
I always check the seals, don't you?
Every time.
Yeah.
I would assume that since they caught this guy, they went ahead and took those off the shelf. I would certainly hope so.
Yeah. It's weird. This milk tastes weird.
Yeah, I betcha.
This milk tastes weird.
I betcha it tasted weird.
Huh?
And there's your stupid news. That's out of Staunton, Massachusetts.
It's got a, you know... This milk, it's got a hint of almond it just kind of swarms your palate with a little flavor of
these nuts. Got it.
What's up, y'all? This is Lee with the band Pop Evil, and you're listening to the one and only Jimbo and Cassia right here on Rocket 95.1. Turn it up!
Jimbo, have you ever worn makeup?
In plays, yes.
Okay.
I could never do it, though. Somebody always had to put it on me because I didn't know how to deal with it.
I mean, watch your toes. I'm going to name drop a little bit. But back when I was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, we used to have the makeup chair, of course. I'm going to be honest with you. I was digging my look. Makeup works.
Did you like your jam?
Yeah, makeup works. It'll make you look good.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, there's no bones about it. If you get a person who knows what they're doing to give you a nice base coat, you're good to go.
I don't have a clue how any of that works.
No, I don't know how it works. I just know when I got through, I would look in the mirror and go, what? I'm a damn good-looking human. You know?
They make it thick for those TV lights, too.
Apparently, makeup for men has been around for a while, but it's always been online. It's a thing you order specifically.
Didn't know that was a thing. I had no clue there was makeup for men.
Because you can't walk down the aisle and get makeup for men. It was just a makeup section for the women. But it's about to change. Apparently, makeup for men has gone mainstream. Jimbo, CVS just announced it's stocking a line of makeup for men in about 2,000 of its stores nationwide. The brand is called Strykes, Stryx, and they sell things like concealer, tinted moisturizer, and face cleanser for men. They said, we didn't just take a women's product and slap a for men label on it. Our products are meticulously formulated for male skin.
So, you said moisturizer with a toner in it?
Tinted moisturizer.
Now, moisturizer is just a fancy word for lotion.
Yeah, face lotion.
So, that's lotion with color to it.
A little bit of color, so you can get a little base layer.
Won't it be obvious? Like, won't we walk in the building and somebody, well, Cassio's in makeup.
No, they're going to walk in and be like, damn, he looks good.
He's got an aura to him today. What is that?
A survey from last year, Jimbo, said that one-third of men under the age of 45 say they'd be interested in trying makeup.
Wow, that's a big number.
That's a huge number.
Huge number. Look, if you're busted by your crew in makeup, it's not going to go well.
This is the brand Strikes talking about some of a few of their products.
Strikes was started to help guys feel more confident in their own skin and look their best. We started off with a concealer tool here and a tinted moisturizer, which are designed to be really easy to use, but also discreet. Real men can wear makeup. Frank Sinatra, Clark Gable, Marlon Brando, David Beckham, all these guys we think of as classically handsome use makeup to enhance their looks, and there's no reason that you can't. We exist for the guys that want that better looking skin, but also want a quick, easy fix and don't want to shop in the women's aisle, which is why we also designed this to be very discreet, very tool-like.
Mm. See, what?
Very tool-like. They're trying to, boom, market it to me. These are tools.
What's concealer? Is that implies we're hiding something. So are we putting that on warts and things?
A blemish, yeah. Any kind of blemish. Maybe you got a bump, a red mark, a scratch, dark circles under your eyes.
So what do you do when you're found out? Because your crew's going to find out. Like, can you imagine if your crew found out? If David Lynam found out you wear makeup?
He wears guyliner. David's not the best.
No, I know, but he does it on stage. He does it for a makeup for a show. He doesn't walk around the house with it.
Conrad would never let you hear the end of it.
Absolutely.
You would be a puddle into the ground by the time he got through with you.
Yes. Cassio's in makeup.
I kind of want to rock it. I'll be honest, I have snuck Big Booty Judy's concealer out before.
What do you mean concealer? What did you have something to hide?
Yeah, like had a blemish or a bump or maybe a little bit of dark circle, something. But I wasn't, not like, hey, I'm going to go get lunch. Like I had a video to do. You know what I'm saying? I was on like doing a video for online or something.
See, I'm not confident in my masculinity enough to wear makeup and pull it off. I'm just not.
Well, you should be that. You've got good skin anyway. Everybody always compliments your skin.
I can't imagine putting on makeup and being caught by my boys, my crew.
Okay, how about this?
They would never. It would be worse than Conrad.
I shouldn't tell you because now you're going to be looking for it, but I was about to say, the rest of this week, one of the days, we got Wednesday and Thursday. I should try to sneak some makeup in here and see if you notice.
You're going to wear it?
What do you think? Do you think you'd notice?
First of all, let's lay the groundwork. Not for me to put on. You're going to come in with it.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I should sneak some on before I leave the house and come in here on a day and see if you go, well, you clearly got makeup on.
Okay, all right, let's do that. Let's do it.
You're going to be looking for it, which is one problem. I should probably wait till next week after the 4th.
Are you putting it under your eyes? Where do you put it?
Well, I'm not going to tell you
where I'm going to put it. Where would dudes put makeup? This is so foreign to me.
Well, the key is you got to have the right color.
You have to match your skin.
Yeah, match your skin tone. Hmm. I mean, Judy's a little bit different skin tone, I've noticed. So I got to work really hard to cover up my blemishes with hers, but I've snuck it before.
Oh, you are way more confident than I am.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, again, I'm not going to the grocery store in it. Don't get me wrong when I say I've tried it and used it before.
So when you're doing it before you shoot like a Facebook video?
If I've did it before, or a YouTube video, you know, recorded an interview with somebody or something like that.
Mm. Do you tell them you're in makeup?
No.
You don't ever reveal it.
Oh, I just look good to everybody.
Well, I just, for the record, I've never noticed you in makeup.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's what I mean. You've never, I don't think you've literally been in the same room with me as when I've had makeup on my face.
I don't think, I definitely haven't.
I mean, today I've got blush on, but I don't even count that as makeup. It's just a nice little color.
Blush.
A color in the cheek.
Hey, this is LJ from 7Dust, and you're waking up with Jimbo and Cassio on Rocket 95.1.
Hey, guys.
Pat Patrick.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, I see you're going mask-free now?
Corona-free, way to be.
Corona-free, way to be? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I got a test Friday.
Is that your new jingle, Corona-free, way to be?
Yeah, I got a test Friday.
How'd it go?
I'm all clear.
How good. That's great.
Yeah, so we're just opening up.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear it. I guess you have some great facts for us today.
Yeah.
Pat facts. Facts with Pat Patrick. That's pretty good.
Nailed it. Jimbo!
Hey, buddy.
Did you know the first ever college football game?
The first ever college football?
Yeah. Do you have any idea who it was?
I'm going to guess, say, Yale and Harvard.
No, it involved a Canadian school. How about that?
Canadian school?
But you are close. The game was between McGill University from Montreal.
Wow.
And Harvard.
So Harvard, so I'm half right.
1874.
Wow.
You want to know guess the score?
McGill
versus Harvard.
21-7.
0-0 tie.
No, they didn't end in a tie.
0-0.
They didn't know much about football back then. It was the first game.
We're just learning. Yeah.
Did they even have helmets and uniforms and things?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I think they used a basket for a ball. Yeah, just whatever they picked up.
Probably flag football back then.
Jimbo, did you know? Do you love wasabi?
A what? Do I love what? Wasabi? You mean wasabi?
Do you love wasabi?
Wasabi, like sushi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Not sushi, but the wasabi part.
Yeah, I do. I mix it? Yeah, I do every time.
Do you know what it is?
I think it's some kind of form of horseradish.
Jimbo, did you know that in the United States, almost all the wasabi is horseradish, mustard, starch, and food coloring to make it green?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought wasabi was a whole separate kind of horseradish.
Real wasabi is way too expensive to import.
Oh, it is? Oh, so we just fake it?
So we just make our own.
We just throw some green food coloring on it.
Basically, it's horseradish and army sauce, and we color it green.
Yeah, with green food coloring on it. I love it, though, whatever it is.
Jimbo, do you know the 9th biggest export from the United States?
9th biggest export.
So the stuff we send out.
That's oddly specific.
I will tell you, it's a weird one. That's why I'm bringing it up. But it's so big, it beats soybeans, it beats corn, and it beats gold as exports from the United States.
Good gosh. Then it has to be some kind of metal. Iron or...
It's blood.
Blood?
Yes.
What are we doing giving blood away?
We send human and animal blood out. It's the 9th biggest export.
Why are we sending animal blood out?
That scares me.
Where are we sending all that?
I don't know. Who wants it?
What are we doing with human blood on the...
Hey, can I have your cat blood? I don't think
so. No!
I don't think so. We're going to pass on sending you our blood.
What are we doing?
9th biggest export.
Blood.
We send more than soybeans.
I thought it was going to be notebook paper or something. Blood.
Jimbo! Did you know... The winner of the first Indianapolis 500. Do you know what year that was? Take a guess.
Gosh, I'm going to say...
Indy 500.
1936.
1911.
1911?
Was the first Indianapolis 500. And would you like to guess their average speed for the race?
That's a big track. 100.
Jimbo, their average speed was 75 miles an hour.
Really? God, but it took forever to get around that track.
You know what their average speed last year's winner was?
Over two.
176 is average.
176?
Yeah, their top speed they got over two, but average is what's... So we've gained 100 miles an hour in their Indy 500
cars. Incredible 70 miles an hour. I could go around that track 70 miles an hour.
I did that on the parkway to get in.
No.
I averaged drier than that to get in. Jimbo, did you know that Iran produces half the pistachios in the world?
No.
Half the pistachios come from Iran.
I did not know that.
Yeah. United States produces 25%.
I didn't know pistachios were Middle Eastern.
So how about from the entire world, Iran and United States have 75% of the pistachios.
Well, I will eat some pistachios. I need to eat them out of the shell, though. I need them already shelled.
You like those little green nuts?
I do. Very much. It's a great snack.
What'd you say? You prefer them out of the shell?
Uh-huh, no shell.
Just naked, ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, just the actual pistachio.
Just the nut.
Uh-huh.
No shelf.
No shelf.
No coverings whatsoever.
Nope.
Jimbo! Did you know when a llama spits, it's actually vomit?
No! I did know they spit on you.
Well, you see them work it up? That's them working it up. That's them getting that vomit out.
Ugh, gosh. So they're spitting vomit.
Like heartburn, yeah.
Stomach acid and vomit on you.
So when you see them chewing, they're working that thing up.
Oh, gross.
Ready to spit.
What do we need llamas for? Are they giving us any kind of anything productive? Milk, fur? Are we making clothes out of them?
I think we get some fur, yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that how we make cashmere?
No, that's wool.
Jimbo!
That's from a sheep.
Did you know Johnny Cash, do you know his birth name wasn't Johnny?
No, I didn't know that.
How about that? Whoa. Did you know he didn't have a first name?
What do you mean?
His parents gave him initials because they couldn't think of a name. He was J.R.
Just J.R. Cash?
Yeah, when he enlisted in the Air Force, they said he had to have a name. He couldn't just have initials. So he just picked John.
J.R. His parents couldn't think of a name?
No, they panicked and went J.R.
How do you not...
Huh? Why not just go John?
Yeah, just from the outset.
Right, just standard John.
There's a million names that start with J. We could have just gone with.
But I love no one fought it on him. The doctor goes, J.R., what you got to stand for? He goes, we can't name nothing. Okay. They're not going to fight him on it.
We punted. We can't name him.
But nobody fought him. They just wrote it down and proved it. On you go. Jimbo!
Yeah?
Did you know the coldest inhabited place on Earth? You know where it is?
Antarctica.
No, it's a village called Oymyakon.
Woo.
And it's in Siberia, Russia.
Siberia. I should have known that. That's where they banish people to.
They did research, Jimbo. And if you went outside naked on an average day in Oymyakon, you'd freeze to death in 1 minute.
Oh, good gosh. That's cold. That must be real far away from the sun.
The record low temperature is negative 96 degrees Fahrenheit.
Almighty. Keep me away from there as far as you possibly can. I have no interest.
Negative 96?
I have no interest in being that cold whatsoever.
Do you think they sent somebody out naked to test this theory?
Had to. And just let them. They had to be like a prisoner or something. You know, the one of those people they banished to Siberia.
Oh, wait 1 minute. Things are getting on you fast.
God.
So much shrinkage.
Yeah.
You just walk out. And
immediate
go,
shrinkage.
Hey, it's going to... And just... It's 1 minute fast.
Does everybody make that sound?
Yeah. Hang on, let's get ready. Hang on, let me take off my underwear. Hey guys, have y'all seen my pistachio? Make sure you take those pistachios out of the shell.
Is that documented, that sound? Everybody, are they...
You've never been in minus 96. You'll make some noises.
I bet.
My gosh, I bet
you squeak and make all kind of noises you're not ready for.
Hey, somebody said we need to test this out. Somebody's got to go out there naked. We need to figure out how fast, how long we got. 45 seconds, you're okay. 1 minute. Put some pants on by 50 seconds and you're good. You put your pants on within 50 seconds, you're good. Feel like it's gonna be Fox's new game show.
All you need
is you can get your pants on in 50 seconds when you die in Siberia.
Pants are enough of a barrier to keep you from.
Okay,
well, thanks, Pat. Appreciate you coming by.
Uh-oh, Bill. Looks like he's struggling with that left leg. Coming to Fox this fall.
Alright, Pat, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Sleepless Lusty.
See you next time.
Come on, come on.
Good afternoon. Is this Mr. Richmond?
I've been telling you for a long time that SaveWithConrad.com can save you money, but don't take my word for it.
Yes, it is. Hi, this is Dave Silva. I'm calling from Save with Conrad.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good, my friend, doing good. What made you go to Save with Conrad in the first place?
Just hearing the ads on the podcast. My wife and I were in a place where we thought, you know, let's see what we can do and check out different companies. And I said, well, I've got this one. So I went on, and the rest was history. We loved it, and we stuck with it, and thankfully they stuck with us, and it worked.
That's wonderful. Was there something specific that Conrad said on the podcast that kind of helped you make that decision to give us a call or email us?
Skip two payments, and you know, he'll find you the lowest rates, and it came at a great time. We actually did it a couple months before Christmas, so we got to have no payments for December, January, so that helped out a lot with Christmas shopping. We've got a two-year-old daughter, so any money that we could have put towards her that we didn't have to put towards the house was a good thing.
How was it working with Derek?
Well, he was great. Sent him an email at like 6 o'clock at night, and he almost immediately called us, and we put him on speaker, and we hashed out what we needed to hash out. It was just the constant availability was great.
Do you have any suggestions on how we can improve as a team for any future people we were able to help out?
Keep going how it's going. Everything is going so well, and I mean, you guys helped us out so much and saved us money, and it couldn't have come at a better time. So just keep up what you're doing, and thank everybody for all their efforts in it.
Do you remember how much money we were able to save you?
I think overall it ended up being about 4 or 5 grand just off the top. I mean, we had a credit card that we had run up, and we should not have got it to the point that it was at. And we were able to roll that right in with the house payment, so our credit card right now is at zero, which is wonderful. Plus, then we got the two house payments, plus I think they ended up saving us like $2,500 extra on top of it, so it ended up being a significant hit of money to us, so it was definitely what we needed at the time.
Now, would you recommend us to a friend or a coworker?
Oh, yeah, Ev.
Oh, great, that's wonderful to hear.
So what are you waiting for? Find out how much money you can save right now for free. You don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket. Even credit scores in the 500s can be approved. And if we can't save you money, we won't waste your time. But because we're licensed in more than 40 states, we can help more families than ever before. Find out how much money you can save right now for free at SaveWithConrad.com. Oh, and did I mention you could skip your next 2 house payments? Hurry to SaveWithConrad.com.
NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Woo!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.